that I want to bring your attention to today. And we want to talk about the basis on what our religion is. Amen. About what we believe in the apostolic doctrine. A lot of people celebrate Easter as a bunny with eggs. Amen. They celebrate it in a lot of ways. Amen. But to me, Easter signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And just like the baptism and the Holy Ghost go hand in hand, the death on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ go hand in hand. Amen. You need both of them. Amen. Like I said, just a few scriptures that I want to call your attention to. The first one being in St. John 11, 25 and 26, verses 25 and 26. 11, 25 and 26. And then also in St. John 5, 28 and 29. And then last is in Revelations 20, verses 12 and 13. Amen. When Jesus came and he started his ministry, he did a lot of miracles. Amen. He started with turning the water to wine at the wedding. Amen. And he went on to greater things. All of this was a prelim to what Jesus was all about. Amen. These miracles were not just to draw crowds. They weren't just to please people and to give people a show. They had a meaning, amen. In St. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, he's talking about who he really is. He was trying to tell the people who he really was.
Yes.
Amen. He had used parables and he had used things to try to get people to understand who he really was. Amen. When he came, people were looking for a Messiah to tear down the Roman Empire, to build up his own earthly kingdom. Amen. And by the way he spoke, sometimes people in their mind were saying, oh, well, you know, he's our Messiah. He's going to do that. But then when he didn't do that, people started to doubt. They started to say, well, you know, is he really? Amen. But one of the greatest things, one of the greatest I am sayings that Jesus made was when he brought Lazarus back from the dead. Amen. And in verse chapter 11 of St. John, verses 25 and 26, Jesus said unto her, talking to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, it sounds like a contradiction to me. Amen. If you just listen to it, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And then he says, whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. How can you live and die at the same time?
Explain that.
All right.
You know, like I said, this was one of the greatest things that Jesus said he would tell. He was trying to tell the people and his disciples that I am Jesus. I'm the Christ. I'm the Messiah. And in this verse, he was saying that he has the power to give eternal life.
Amen.
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 Though you were dead, yet shall you live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Amen.
That's eternal life. When you have eternal life, eternal means never die. It means never die. Amen. And if you believe in Jesus, he said, believe that. Believe it. And that's the whole basis of our faith. Our belief is that we have to have full assurance of the heart that Jesus' word is true. Amen. What he said, he means. In St. John, the 5th chapter, if we go there and we look at verses 28 and 29, it says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Again, Jesus is demonstrating his power to give eternal life. Not only to give eternal life, but also to give eternal damnation.
Amen.
Meaning that there is no in between. A lot of people think that once you die, you go to purgatory, you go to some place that you're going to stay, or you go and you come back at something else. But the Word of God says that you're going to have eternal life, which means that you're going to have eternal life with him, life forever with him, or you're going to have eternal damnation. That means that you're going to this place that he has prepared for the devil and all those that believe in him. Now, there are two families in this earth today. There's only two. Can you tell me who those two families are?
Family of God and family of the devil.
Only two. I said, he can give you eternal life, which is in the family of God, of Jesus Christ, or he can give you eternal damnation, which is the family of the devil.
Amen.
The scripture says that, and it says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves. So it don't make no difference if you die or if you're still living in that time when he comes. You're going to hear his voice.
Amen.
And shall come forth they that have done good, the family of God, into the resurrection of life. So even though you die a physical death, you still have life with God eternally. Amen?
Amen.
And those that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. That means that you are going to join the devil in his final destination.
Amen.
I don't have to tell you what that destination is.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
That destination is someplace you don't want to go.
Amen.
But it is... I can't express to you how long it is.
Hallelujah.
Eternal.
Eternal
means forever.
Forever.
Yeah. In saying that, let's turn to Revelation. The last book in the Bible. A lot of people don't like to preach about Revelation because it tells you the cold hard facts of what it's going to be like. I can just imagine how John was, he felt on the Isle of Patmos when God revealed all this to him. Amen. It must have been a heavy burden on his mind and on his heart because a lot of people are not going to make it. Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13, it says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works."
Amen.
I'm going to read that last part again.
Amen.
"And they were judged every man,
according to their works."
Now, when I say man in this instant, it don't mean just the men folk in here. It means humankind. All the people of the earth are going to be judged by the works that they do in this life. That's why it's important for us to listen, well, for us to hear, to believe, and to obey the Word of God. Amen. Because it's the only way that we can have eternal life.
Amen.
This B-I-B-L-E is the only thing, it's the only map that we have to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
You can't get there no other way.
Yes.
People say that their Bible is right and this Bible is right. They're preaching and their teaching is right. But I'm here today to tell you that this Bible, the Word of God,
right,
is the only thing that is going to save you.
All right.
And in the last day, when you come before God, and God sees everything we do, He sees you when nobody else do.
Amen.
God don't sleep.
Amen.
When you think that you're snipping and you're sneaking and you're doing the little sneaky things you do,
amen,
God is watching you. And not only that, He's writing it down.
Amen.
You know, when you write things down, you don't forget.
All right.
And I seem like I have to do that more the older I get. I have to write things down because my mind ain't sharp as it used to be. I used to pride myself on not being, you know, when I was in school, I didn't have to take notes as much as other people did because I had a memory that was like an elephant, they say. I can remember things.
Yeah.
I can remember what the teacher said way back at the beginning of school when we had tests at the end. I can remember.
Yes.
But now I have to write things down or else the next day my wife said, "Friend, didn't we talk about this?" I said, "I don't remember." "Is it on the calendar? Did I write it down?" But thank God He's not like me.
Thank you, Jesus.
But still, He's writing things down for our sake. So when we come before Him on Judgment Day, He's going to say, remember when you did this?
Amen.
Or when you did that? And nobody around will know what He's talking about, but you're going to scratch your head and say, ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I do remember now. But God is judging us according to what we do in this life. And He's going to sentence us to eternal life or eternal damnation.
Hallelujah.
So on this Easter Sunday, let's celebrate the resurrection of a living God who is able to give us eternal life.
Amen.
Amen. So I thank you for your attention. I thank you for coming today. Amen. It's good to know that we are serving a living God. The Catholic religion, which is the biggest religion in the world, they serve statues. They serve, like I say, gods that can't get up and walk themselves. They can't speak themselves. They can't do nothing for themselves. How is this God going to do something for you? But we serve a living God that is proof every day by the prayers that He answered, by the breath that He gives you, by the miracles that He does for you, providing a roof over your head, providing food for your table, clothes for your back, that He is the one worth giving the praise to. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all keep